Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2186. What about canola oil? By Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now today is Wednesday, and that means it's time for a little bit of inspiration. So with that, here we go. Quote, "One day at a time, this is enough. Live in the present and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering." Ida Scott Taylor. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. What about canola oil? By Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. The two main types of dietary fat are saturated fat, which comes mostly from animal sources, and it's hard at room temperature, and unsaturated fat. These mostly come from plant and fish sources, and are liquid or oils at room temperature. The dietary guidelines for Americans recommend we limit the hard saturated fats since they're associated with heart disease. Unsaturated fats, which include mono and polyunsaturated fats, are considered beneficial because they can help lower the bad LDL cholesterol and therefore reduce the risk of heart disease. When it comes to consuming unsaturated fats, the dietary guidelines for Americans recommend we consume plant oils such as canola, corn, olive, peanut, safflower, soybean, and sunflower oils. Other plant sources of oils include nuts, seeds, olives, and avocados. Fish and other seafood are important for another type of unsaturated fat, omega-3 oils. Now, what about canola oil? Canola oil, which is derived from the rapeseed plant, is a plant-based oil with a favorable nutrition profile. It has the least amount of saturated fat compared to other oils, including olive oil, and most omega-3 fatty acids. It's also a good source of vitamins E and K. It also has a neutral flavor that's ideal when baking, as well as when using it for sautéing, stir-frying, or grilling. Smoke point. An oil's smoke point, or burning point, depends on the type of oil and its chemical composition. Some oils, such as extra virgin olive oil and coconut oil, have low smoke points, ranging from 325 to 375 degrees Fahrenheit, while the smoke point of oils such as canola, peanut, and corn oil range from 400 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. No matter what oil you choose to cook with, you want to avoid overheating and burning it to retain the best taste and to avoid damaging the heart-healthy fatty acids contained in the oil. You might have heard that when oils are heated, they release harmful toxins and can trigger inflammation. While studies show that oils release harmful byproducts when heated for long amounts of time at extremely high temperatures, this is not representative of normal kitchen cooking practices. Also, the link between possible unhealthy compounds and effects on health is largely dependent on dose. For example, recipes usually call for 2 tablespoons or less of oil when sautéing, which is an extremely small dose when splitting it among 4 to 6 servings. In a study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers assessed the association between consumption of partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, natural vegetable oils, and inflammatory markers in blood among women. They found that higher intakes of natural vegetable oils, such as canola, corn, sunflower, soybean, and olive oil, were associated with lower concentrations of inflammatory biomarkers, whereas the processed fats, like soft or hard margarines and shortening, were associated with higher concentrations of these biomarkers. Also, the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics published a meta-analysis of 15 randomized control trials. Randomized control trials are regarded as the gold standard for scientific evidence. They assess the effect of dietary linoleic acid, a type of polyunsaturated fat common in vegetable oils, on inflammation in healthy individuals. Virtually no evidence showed that adding linoleic-rich vegetable oils to the diet increased the concentration of inflammatory markers. Oils that are highest in linoleic acid, meaning highest in polyunsaturated fat, include canola, peanut, soybean, grapeseed, and sunflower oil. You might be surprised to learn that canola oil contains more polyunsaturated fat than olive oil. Both, though, are great choices and serve an important role in a healthy diet. The bottom line: dietary fat is an important part of a well-balanced and health-promoting diet. Insufficient evidence supports the claim that plant oils cause inflammation. That said, you do want to focus your attention on unsaturated fats from olive, peanut, and canola oils, as well as avocado, nuts, seeds, and fish. These health-promoting fats help increase satiety, lower cholesterol levels, and support heart health. When it comes to the confusion around canola oil, rest assured it is safe, health-promoting, and not inflammatory. Just as in all aspects of diet, you want to have variety in the types of oils you consume. Instead of obsessing over the exact breakdown of the polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, and saturated fat contents of the oil, try thinking of its flavor profile when determining which one to use. For example, the neutral flavor of canola oil is often the preferred choice when baking. A peanut or sesame oil is tasty if you're making a stir fry, as is olive oil in a Mediterranean-inspired dish. The bottom line is that when it comes to fat, try your best to keep it plant-sourced. You just listened to the post titled, "What About Canola Oil?" by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know that canola oil gets a bad rap, but the published studies don't seem to support its bad reputation. As today's author Nancy mentioned, plant-based oils like canola oil may help prevent chronic disease. Now, what about another very popular plant-based oil, coconut oil? One of the reasons coconut oil became popular is because people believed it had a high smoke point, meaning, as Nancy described in today's article, the fat won't break down when heated at high temperatures. And remember, if fat starts to break down when heated at high temperatures, it can create potentially harmful byproducts. It was believed coconut oil has a very high smoke point, which means It can be heated to higher temperatures without creating these harmful byproducts. And that sounds great, right? Well, it turns out, as Nancy mentioned in today's article, coconut oil smoke point isn't that high after all. But the other potential problem with coconut oil is that even though it is plant-based, I mean, it's made from coconuts, right? It's naturally high in saturated fat. Saturated fat is different from polyunsaturated fats. Polyunsaturated fats are the ones we find in most plant-based oils, but saturated fat is the one that can raise our blood cholesterol levels and damage our arteries. So coconut oil is actually high in this saturated fat. And meta-analyses have found that, sure enough, coconut oil tends to raise our blood cholesterol levels. Does this mean we have to completely avoid it? No, but it does mean that we should consume it in moderation. And more often than not, using other plant-based oils is a safe bet. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening all the way through to the end. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.